This insert is brought to you by Radio K Pulpit 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.
And to our listeners out there, you are here on Couples of Destiny. My name is Terry Honey. Well, it's actually Teresa, you know, and Terry is just my well-loved name by everyone else. So we welcome you to the show today, and it's a wonderful afternoon. We are going to dig into a very beautiful conversation with a wonderful anointed couple God sent into our midst today. So we are joined here today by Gary and Hilary Pulser from Nothing Hidden Ministries. You want to just say hello?
Yep. Hello, I'm Gary.
Hi, and I'm Hilary, and it's such a privilege to be here. Thank you for having us, Terry.
That's awesome, Gary and Hilary. Welcome to the show today. And we're leaning into a conversation that will unfold God's destiny for you, because when two hearts follow God, destiny unfolds. Today we're leaning into this because many couples need this conversation, and when they think about it, you know, very few of them are brave to actually move in and brave enough to talk about this kind of conversation openly. Marriage is one of God's greatest gifts, but it's also one of the places where people can hide the most. And I feel like their ministry called Nothing Hidden is one of the reasons why God has brought them here today, because we need to unravel the truths of God's word. It's also a place where people can hide in places and spaces, hidden fears, traumas, and you don't know, hidden disappointments, and even sometimes hidden secrets. But God never designed marriage to be a place of secrecy, right? He designed it to be a place of love, safety, truth, and restoration. The scripture in John 8:32 reminds us that then you will know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. Hallelujah. Well, I'm excited to share the broadcast today. Invite friends and family and your brothers and sisters and all those who are in the network that you are connected with to listen to this broadcast. We'll be right back. We're going to listen to Billy Joel and Frank, Billy and I. And it says, "All we need is love."
Oh. The soundtrack to your life all day, every day. K-Pulpit, 7 to 9 a.m.
And there we are, family. A wonderful opportunity to connect and get into the things that God has in store for us this afternoon. So without having to delay the conversation, I know some of you are excited and very interested and tuned in to listen to what God has to say through this beautiful couple. So I know that if you've just tuned in, this is Couples of Destiny, and I'm your host, Terry Honey, with my guests, Hillary and Gary Polster. I hope I'm pronouncing your surname correct. Mm-hmm. And I met Hillary years ago. I actually did one of her workshops. She does the Sozo classes, and I did the art therapy. Guys, it changed my life. It really amazing. You know, I'm not much of an artist, but the little that I do is always what God reveals for us, right? So they have a beautiful bio. I'm not going to read the entire bio because I want to know more about them. They can talk about their journey as we go on, right? Because people will know who you are, and those who don't know will catch your heart as you are talking. Because I know that there's one question that really, that we always look at the heart behind every ministry, right? And you have a ministry called Nothing Hidden. What moment in your own marriage made you realize that couples desperately need a safe place where nothing is hidden?
Yeah, I can share an example from our marriage. I was up in Johannesburg on a business trip, and I had landed at the airport and rented a car. And then a female colleague from work, actually asked if I could give her a lift to the hotel. So I gave her a lift. I think while we were driving, I can't remember whether Hillary phoned me or I phoned her, but we were talking on the phone, and then she heard a lady's voice in the background and sort of wondered what was going on. And I realized that I hadn't told her that I was giving this female colleague a lift. And that just highlighted for me the importance of having nothing hidden, even though it was completely innocent. Hillary knows the lady. There was nothing to worry about. But it was just the fact that I hadn't communicated it with her before it happened.
Mm. What I always say to couples is, because we were pure before we were married, I've always been able to trust Gary on the multiple business trips that he's been on, because I know he didn't treat me with disrespect before we were married. And so I know he will not treat me with disrespect now that we are married.
Wow, that's beautiful. And that trust is a big issue,
yeah,
you know.
Trust is a huge issue.
I feel a lot of couples need that. I mean, I was walking the mall yesterday with my brother-in-law that's leaving for Canada today, and I hooked him in, and I said, oh, Matt, can you imagine what people will say now? Did you see the pastor hooking another man in the mall? You know, if your husband doesn't trust you, can you imagine what that man would think? You know, and exactly like you say, that honesty and the trust is very important. So I know it's really deep, you know, and couples find that mistrust can cause a lot of pitfalls in marriage. Have you ever encountered people with trust, mistrust issues since you're counselors as well, I'm sure. Yeah. Yeah. What is the most difficult thing people battle with there?
There are so many. I mean, it's an issue. I think what happens is that you can get into like a vicious circle, vicious cycle, where you start off with maybe something small that happens, and then you start becoming suspicious and mistrustful. And sometimes it would be spending too much time at work and wondering, you know, are you really at work, or are you doing something else? Or, you know, someone going away for a weekend with friends and you wonder, what are they really doing there? I don't know, Hillary, other examples that you're aware of?
I think we've seen so many couples who've been deeply hurt in the past because trust has been broken. And when trust is broken, it's a very difficult thing to rebuild again. Mm-hmm. And so you don't want to break trust.
Right.
But when it has been broken, a deep, real apology needs to be made. And the kind of apologies we teach in the Nothing Hidden Ministries workshops that we teach, both Love After Marriage and the Single Life workshop, we teach people that when they're apologizing, you don't just say you're sorry. You say, this is how it made you feel. Mm. And you unpack how the person you're apologizing to, what they felt like. And you go deep, and we make people go really deep. Unpacking how it felt for the person whose trust you've broken, so that they can really see that you understand mm-hmm. why they're so hurt. And I remember a couple we spent time with, and she said at the end of that, he's apologized to me so many times, but now I realize that he really understands how I felt.
Mm-hmm.
And for the first time, I can really forgive him.
Mm-hmm.
And I hope that trust will grow now.
Yeah. Yeah, that's so good. You know, I think a lot of people, couples, for instance, when they have wronged the other one, I mean, we hear of betrayal, we hear of infidelity and all of that. That kind of trust, to build that kind of trust, is not going to happen overnight.
No.
You know, what is your advice to people who are in that place?
Well, we can share an example of one of the workshops that we were at where the husband had been unfaithful, and he was using then this method that we teach to apologize really well. It's called Steps to Reconciliation. So it leads to the possibility
right.
of reconciliation. And in this particular case, he first sort of apologized for what he had done. And then he did his best to identify all the hurt that caused her, how it made her feel. And then he spoke about how he felt, how bad he felt about having hurt her like that. Then he made a commitment and a promise never to do that again. And then he asked her to forgive him. And she said, I forgive you. But then after that, the two of them hugged each other.
Mm-hmm.
And they were having a nice long hug. And suddenly she pulled back. And it was, whoa, what's happened now? And she said, all the pain in my neck and my shoulders has gone.
Wow.
So what she was feeling emotionally had affected her physically as well. But when he apologized sincerely and genuinely and enabled her to forgive, then the path was open for them to be reconciled.
It's just so amazing. You know, we realize that forgiveness is key to any relationship. God says there's a reason why he said, forgive 7 times, 77 mm. times. You know, no matter how many times you may want to say, oh, I'm sorry. You know, maybe there's a different way to say it instead of saying, oh, you say sorry too much. You know, rather do it a different way. You know, this is how you made me feel, and this is why I did what I did. And that is most of the time the miscommunication, right? Because we don't often or feel the need to be honest and just be vulnerable with our partners. I think your spouse is the first person to be vulnerable with, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I want to ask this question perhaps to you. You know, I know that these kind of questions allow listeners just to connect emotionally. You know, you may be listening to this today, and I want to ask you to be vulnerable in this space. You know, tell us about something that you want to hear about. Tell us what happened in your life that can bring change, that one of our guests may be able to answer for you, you know, because there's a lot of reasons why couples don't get to where they want to be, because there's no transparency in the marriage. So many couples struggle with vulnerability. What does Nothing Hidden Ministries, what do you in your Nothing Hidden Ministries actually look like in a healthy marriage?
I think one of the biggest problems is that we don't deal with our childhood hurts. So when we try to have a conversation with our spouse then pulls away because they feel attacked.
Mm-hmm.
They feel, what have I done wrong now? And because we feel rejected, we then don't attack harder. So, and then our spouse who is feeling, oh, my mother was controlling, now I'm being controlled by my wife. And the wife feels, oh, my father was always busy. He never had time for me. He's rejected me. Now my husband's rejecting me. And so we have this vicious cycle where the pain of the past comes into our marriages. And so we can't discuss things without emotion, because all those emotions from the past are brought into today. So we have to deal with the pain of the past.
Mm-hmm.
And a question I would ask in a couple in that situation was, when to the husband or to the wife in that situation, when was the first time you felt rejected?
Mm.
And deal with the rejection from childhood by forgiving the person who rejected you initially, probably when you were 5, 6, 7 years old. And then to the husband, when was the first time you felt controlled? And what memory was that? Ask Holy Spirit to take you back to a memory. And then what lies did the enemy tell you at that time?
Mm.
Dealing with those lies by forgiving the person who made you feel like that. And once both parties have forgiven the person who hurt them back when they were little, healing can begin. And then a conversation between the couple can happen without all those baggage, that all that baggage from the past.
Yeah. Wow, that is powerful. You know, I hope you have listened to what you're saying, you know. Eloise, I know you're saying that you need counseling. Is it saying that you need counseling? We will speak more about that. And you wanted to get the number of the couple. We will share their details at the end of the show. So please stay tuned. There's a lot of things that you can tune into and grasp from this session. We're going to listen to Marissa Vigil. You know, we were speaking to Hillary about this, but how do you speak to a couple when they want, when you want to tell them to set boundaries to protect transparency without creating any fear, you know, fear of anything in the relationship or even something for themselves? Any one of you could answer that.
I mean, so one of the things that we do remind people of often is the fact that, and it's a lady called Brené Brown who used the term, he says, often you've got a story in your head that might not be the true situation.
Right.
And so we will often encourage, particularly through the way we teach listening, we say often to listen well, you've got to reflect back in a way that the other person feels heard and understood. And also, if you hear something that you offends you or upsets you or feels off, then to actually say, okay, well, what I heard you say is... And then the person's got the opportunity to either clarify if you misheard or to potentially explain again in a way that you can hear and understand better. So we find a lot of misunderstanding and miscommunication happens because we don't listen well. And so one of the first things we teach in the workshop is the importance of listening really well and how to do that.
Yeah, I think for everyone in ministry, even parents, some parents don't listen well, and listening is a tool. It's not just anyone who has that gift. I don't know about you, but I think listening is a real gift to, it's a skill that you have to work toward, right? Because some people say, I'm a good listener, but they want to talk all the time.
You know? Or they want to give advice.
Exactly.
And one of the rules we have in Love After Marriage is that in a workshop, you don't ever give advice. You just listen. In fact, we had a lady who came back from going back to work and dealing with the situation at work, used the listening tools that we'd taught and said using those that method of listening at work, the whole situation dissipated because she could reflect back what she was hearing. So it's not just for your marriage. It's not just for your children. We've had lots of examples of children who've said, oh, Daddy, you really heard me this time, from a teenage daughter, because he'd used the listening tool that we taught. So it's not just for your marriage. It's not for your kids. It's also for work. It's for every environment.
Absolutely. And I think when you're a good listener, you're a good communicator, you know, because you're hearing. That's why we have two ears, so we can hear what everyone else is saying and just one mouth. So, you know, this is very powerful what you guys are sharing with us, you know, that we know in this space that couples will take nuggets from you today and move from a place of simple, just the heart that's simple, but to move into a place of being powerful, you know, and not just being a fly on the wall, because marriages in this time can move from pain to healing. And this is our desire today with the Lord, that your pain will become a purpose, that you turn your pain into purpose and into the presence of God is where he can change that pain and bring it into a fulfillment for his purpose that he has for you. That he will also move you from distance and deep communication when couples learn to live with nothing hidden before God and each other. I love the name of this ministry. You know, too many people have secrets. We grow up with family secrets. We get told don't speak about it, protect the family name and all of those kind of things. So I know these are hard conversations, friends and family and listeners out there, but we know that you know that you can WhatsApp us on 081-729-1657, and you can also phone into the office on 021-180-5444 for counseling. There's also a number that we will give you for the couple that I have on the show with me today if you want to reach out to them for deeper counseling and inner healing. So I want to ask you another hard question. I know people want to know about these things. What is one conversation that every married couple should have regularly, but many avoid?
I guess I'll answer one and Hidari can give you another one.
Okay.
One of the things that we do cover in the workshop is our sexual relationship.
Mm-hmm.
And what we find is most couples find that a very awkward topic to discuss and to talk about, what they like or don't like in their sexual relationship. So I think for me, one of the topics that people should talk about and be free to talk about, and we encourage them to do that through the workshop, is their sexual relationship. And it's one that most of us find really awkward to talk about, and so we avoid talking about it.
True.
And as women, we are not interested in going into a sexual relationship if we're not emotionally ready.
Mm.
Emotions are far more, emotional connection is far more important for a woman than for a man. And we need to understand that God made us different, and we have to pick a fight with him one day to find out when our needs are so different. And it's the need of women to be emotionally connected, to know and understand what's going on in our spouse's heart before we're able to be intimate.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think all husbands understand that, because our need, it's very easy to say, well, you're not going to give me any connection emotionally, I won't give you anything physically. And then the men says, well, if you don't want to give me anything physically, I won't give you anything emotionally. And we're both hurting each other in the place of our most, of our deepest need.
Mm.
And so not understanding that men only can feel connected to his wife in a way that women can feel connected all the time, but men only feel that connection in the intimate time.
Mm.
Whereas women can feel like that all the time. We're just so different, and we need to understand that God made us differently and honor that.
Yeah. So I'll come in there and think.
Right.
Yeah, so for men generally, it is a difficult thing to actually know how to connect emotionally and how to bond emotionally with one's wife. And so I guess that would be another conversation or topic that would be difficult for men generally. Mm-hmm. And sometimes you got to work at that to actually be able to connect emotionally.
That's so true. Mm. This is so powerful. You know, I know a lot of couples have the problem speaking and being open about these things. They'll go and talk to other people about it instead of the person that they need to, which we said, you know, are things that are hidden.
Mm.
And I feel that also you're speaking about the emotional connection. And a lot of the emotional connection a lot of women struggle with at this point in time, even men, is mental health. You know, so they're not in a mentally good space because of some kind of abuse that might have happened, or the person is in a negative space because of some trauma that happened in their lives that they didn't get counseling for.
Yeah.
So they're operating from that mental space, bringing it into an emotional space and acting it out in the wrong place, you know. And I like that sex is the most important topic that couples should be speaking about. Couples, so I hope you're hearing us out there. Be open. Tell your spouse your needs. Tell them what you like, what you don't like, because these are the kind of things that really help. So when we're talking about above all else, the Bible speaks in Proverbs 4:23, above all else, guard your heart, for everything you do flows from it, right? So when we look at the younger folk that may be listening, young married couples listening, if you could sit down with a couple in their first 5 years of marriage, Gary, Hillary, first 5 years, what wisdom would you give them to help them build a marriage where nothing needs to be hidden?
Well, one, we can go backwards and forwards to share a few.
Mm-hmm.
One thing that we encourage couples is have a regular date, because often you date well before you get married, and then after you get married you become complacent. And we do encourage couples to say, make sure you make time for a date once a week.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not expensive.
Yeah.
Not an expensive date, just a time to have fun.
Mm-hmm.
It's a time when you can communicate, a time when you can be yourselves together with our children.
Without the phone, without the TV. Because that's often what couples forget to do. And we find that just having, for us, it made a big difference to us. When I was very busy at work, every Friday when the children were at youth and children's ministry, we would go out together so we would have time to connect.
That was our go-to as well. Friday night is our date night. While they're having a date night with the Lord, we have a date night for ourselves. We still do Friday nights, you know. So that's really powerful. I have a message here on WhatsApp from Barbara Mayer saying, good afternoon, Susan. It's Barbara. Oh, sorry. She's speaking to Susan. Susan is... let me just see. Okay, no, sorry, that's a WhatsApp coming in for someone else. So apologies to friends and family on our WhatsApp line and on our Facebook line. We are still live and we're looking forward to hearing from you. Whether you're listening to us on the replay, your comments still get viewed and we will respond to you as soon as we can. All right, so we're going to listen to the Well singing Lift Me Higher.
Any other?
For your bedroom door. And that would be the one thing. And the other thing is be very quick to forgive. Mm. Gary is very quick to forgive, and I appreciate it so much. And it's made our relationship go much deeper because he just knows from his story that unforgiveness is not worth it. And so he constantly challenges me to keep forgiving.
Keep forgiving, keep loving, just being open to that, you know. Mm. Gary, I think, you know, the forgiveness part is quite big. Like we said earlier in the show, you know, that trust, that forgiveness. And we hear it over and over again. Trust, forgiveness, and communication. Mm. Open communication, clear communication, you know, clarify for understanding. Those kind of things are so important, you know. I mean, if I had to miscommunicate something, someone will come up here and talk about something else. If I didn't communicate with you the title of the message, you'll be talking about something completely different. But it just shows we listen, we ask, we communicate in the same way. So
can I give one more?
Yes, of course.
So the other thing that we would encourage couples to do is to focus on the positive rather than the negative. It's very easy to get caught into a cycle where you're focusing on the negative. And the more you focus on the negative, the more critical you become, the more you notice the negative. So encourage couples to look for 3 or 5 positive things every day that they can thank their spouse for.
I like that. I love
that. And Gary's very good at that.
Yeah. Honey, I hope you're listening from your work desk there. Write down 5 things today about what you like about me and what you just love about me, right? We always say that. It's very powerful. And then talk about the things that you don't really like. What about the opposite? You know, because that's another hard question couples don't want to talk about. You know, it will help the other person see what they see.
What we do say then, the advice we give is be careful when you do it and how you do it.
Correct.
So the worst time to point out a negative is in the middle of an argument. You got to do it when you're both in a better
place. That just hardened the blow.
And then the other thing is to use I language rather than you language. So I feel rather than you do. So yes, you can raise the negatives, but when you do it and how you do it,
very important. I really wish I knew these things before I got married because everything was about I. And then you or never, you always, you know, and those words, I know it's a no, it's a forbidden in our home, but I mean, it's something that I had to learn because it really opened up a lot of wounds, you know, left a lot of wounds because, and I hope you're listening out there today, young couples, married couples, whether you're married for a long life as well, sometimes we still use those words. Why do you always do it like this? Why don't you do it like that? It's not always your way. Let's come to a common ground and find a better way.
And my love language is words of affirmation. So when Gary has to tell me something that I've done wrong, he has to build this praise sandwich, put a slither of criticism in, and then another praise sandwich, and I still only hear the negative. So know your spouse. Know their love language.
Yes.
And if they've got words of affirmation as their love language, using negative is really hard.
That's right.
For that person.
That's right. Mm. I love that. We definitely want to do another love language workshop with couples. So that will be coming up as well. So just listening to your ministry, Nothing Hidden. I mean, this is something that I find very powerful when I saw the name, Nothing Hidden Ministries, and it really shifted me. So what topics are covered in your workshops? Love after marriage, love after marriage. I'm like, isn't there love just after marriage for everyone?
So we cover 3 main themes. So we cover...
Let's just say what the byline is.
Okay.
The byline is a journey into spiritual, emotional, and sexual oneness.
So the workshop covers those 3 areas. It focuses initially on spiritual oneness, how you can build that. then emotional oneness, and then it ends with sexual oneness. And within that, we cover a number of topics. We've already spoken about listening. We teach people how to forgive well, how to apologize well, how to resolve conflict. We also teach people how to take their thoughts captive. Mm-hmm. So if you're struggling with negative thoughts and feelings, there's a very simple prayer that can help you take your thoughts captive. That mm-hmm. makes a big difference. We also deal with the baggage that people bring into their marriage from their family of origin and how to actually deal with that. And we do cover a number of sexual topics as well with a lot of openness.
I like that. Well, you know, you need to get onto these workshops because I'm surely going to book a workshop. That's no doubt about it. So how is this Love After Marriage workshop structured? How do you...
Okay, so there's teaching by the founders, Barry and Laurie Byrne, on video. We do some of the teaching ourselves, use our testimonies. And then after every teaching session, there is an opportunity for response, an activation. So most of the tools we teach are prayers. And after each teaching segment, you then work through learning the prayer, praying the prayer. And it's not just a learning exercise, it's actual ministry that happens in the small group. The small group is foundational to each workshop. So we have groups of 3 to 6 couples in at a table. And that's probably the thing people are most nervous about before they do a Love After. In fact, it took me 6 weeks to register for the Love After Marriage workshop we did back in a number of years ago because I was so scared of having to share stuff with a small group. But a lady said at the end of a LAM workshop, she said, that was the part of the workshop that I was most terrified of. But afterwards, or during the workshop, that's the part of the workshop that I looked forward to the most. Because in the small group, they become a family. You share your stories. You don't ever give advice. You listen. You pray for people when they share their story. And you learn from each other's stories rather than from getting advice. And so the small group becomes a place of trust. One man said, I came to my small group and I thought, oh, I'm the only one with this problem. But then he said at the end, and this is not only him, I mean many people have said this, but I discovered that other people in the small group had the same problem. And the enemy wishes us to be isolated, but in the small group we discover we are not, our problems are not unique. And as we share the things we struggle with, other people come and pray for us and prophesy over us and speak life into our situations. And the small group is the secret source of a Love After Marriage workshop, where people learn to love each other, learn to be seen, are free to be seen and heard.
Yeah, you know, I think that is so beautiful because people need a safe space.
Yes.
You know, and not everyone wants to go into that safe space. I mean, I recently had a couple come and see me, and she was so happy that her husband agreed to come.
Mm-hmm.
And I said to him, I'm so proud of you. You know, people are afraid to acknowledge that they need help. You know, therapy is not a bad word. You know, it's a help word. It's a love word, you know. So we should say love therapy, love workshops kind of thing.
I think what also happens in the small group, I mean, I agree with Hilary, it is a really important part of the workshop, is that as one couple opens up and starts to share more deeply, it frees the others to be open. And what we find is God can only bring healing in those areas where you prepare to open up.
Absolutely.
If you keep it hidden, you can't get healing in that area.
Absolutely. I agree that, you know, because I know there's a lot of testimonies you can probably share, and I realize that my husband and I learned a lot about him, and we learned a lot about each other when we started hanging out with our group friends and so on, and we talk about something, and someone will mention something, and I hear my husband's response, and I'm like, okay, I didn't know that you thought that about that, you know. So that group session really works. So we've got a good enough marriage. Do you suggest that we attend a Love After Marriage workshop, or is it only for couples whose marriages are in trouble?
Okay, so we need couples in the workshop who've got good marriages, those who've got okay marriages, and those that are struggling. The workshop is not only for couples with struggling marriages. And the example that I used, or the analogy that I like to use, is taking your car for a service. So often you take your car for a service every year, It's working fine, but you want to make sure it keeps working
right.
Well. And sometimes you're taking your car for a service and there are a few little niggles that need to be fixed. Sometimes you're taking your car for a service and you know there's something big that needs to be fixed.
Mm-hmm.
And similarly with the workshop, there'll be couples who come who just want to make a good marriage better. Those who've got a few things they need to work on, and others, we've had many couples whose marriage is on the brink of divorce.
Mm.
And they're coming to the workshop as a last opportunity to save their marriage.
Yeah.
And vast majority of those have ended up saying divorce is no longer being considered. We're going to work together. We're in a much better place now.
Yeah, that is really awesome. You know, any testimonies of people who've been on the workshop?
One man said at the end of the workshop, God rearranged my brain.
you see, your changes are thinking for sure.
Yes.
Because when you hear what other people have to say, we're going to go for a short break to listen. Not a short break. We're going to listen to a song from Kerem Fitzhenny Maritz, and it's called Your Goodness.
Because then they've had the teaching and we don't have to do the teaching.
Okay. All right. No, I understand that now. Sorry, it wasn't clear for me. Forgive me. I didn't ask that question before. So either way, if you want to have counseling, you're welcome to contact us. You're welcome to send me an email or just contact the radio station on 021-180-5744. Gary, could you please pray for those listeners today who need this kind of help? Nothing hidden.
Okay. So in the name of Jesus, I want to bless your spirit to lead your soul and your body to be attentive to Holy Spirit. I want to bless you to receive healing to those parts that hurt. I want to bless you to deal with the baggage of your past. I want to bless you with courage to take the necessary steps to speak to someone if you need help. I want to bless your marriages to grow stronger. I want to bless you to communicate well with each other, to hear each other well, to connect well emotionally, spiritually, and sexually. And I want to bless you with peace, bless you with joy, bless you with expectancy. We've got a plaque on our wall which says, the best is yet to be. And so we want to bless you that in the years to come, your marriage will be better than it has ever been before. Bless you in Jesus' name.
Amen, amen. Well, this is Couples of Destiny. Before we end, I just want to leave us with you because we are here to strengthen love, building faith, and empower your marriage. May the Lord bless you, may He keep you, and may you continue to be honest with nothing hidden. Thank you so much, Hilary and Gary.
You're welcome. It's been a privilege to be here.
Yeah. Awesome.
Thank you for inviting us.
You're welcome. Bye, everyone.
Bye-bye.
This insert was brought to you by Radio K Pulpit, 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.